The views and opinions expressed by the guests on this podcast are that of their own. In no way, shape, or form do they reflect the official policy or position of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
You've descended into the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack, a commercial diving podcast by working divers for divers. This is the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Thank you for joining us for another week. We have an in-depth look into the diving industry and everything that is related to the underwater world we will cover tonight in this episode. Welcome, Johnny. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing better than you are at this point.
I don't think so. Not after hearing that.
Oh my gosh. I turn into like super nerd when I've been drinking. Like Mr. Science.
It happens.
Like Bill Nye. Oh my gosh. Is that AJ? AJ just walked in the
That's
room?
That's me. Yes. Hello.
What's up, AJ? How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, so, this is great.
I work with AJ at the old Moffin and Nickel. Slowly but surely.
Yes.
Getting phased out. It's going to be all Moffin and Nickel all the time.
No.
How
no,
boring
no, no,
would that
I
be?
I know. It would be so boring, wouldn't it?
Terrible.
He's like totally hating it right now.
Moffin and Nickel? I'm a Moffin and Nickel hater.
Oh, I just sprayed all over the place.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know, dude. I did a lot of editing last time we got together with what you had to say about M&N.
M&N.
The old M&N.
That's a different side of diving. So.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, AJ,
hopefully
how are you?
You can get well respected in here. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Awesome, man. Yeah, so wanted to have AJ on because, again, we're just, you know, these in-between episodes are going to be so awesome because we're going to welcome every diver, every walks of life, every, you know, industry out there. Come on the show. Come shoot the crap. We're going to have a good time. Going to have some fun.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
With no profanity.
No.
Is that what you're laughing at, Tony?
Yeah.
You're laughing at me?
That's complete and utter bullshit.
Whatever, dude. So, anyways, we have some big stuff coming up at the end of the month. Underwater interventions. We've been talking about it all year. And man, we're going to be there November 29th through December 1st.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to try and make my way there for sure.
Yeah. We've talked about it. Now we're going to be about it.
Yeah. And I think I've been saying the wrong dates for like the past year.
I'm pretty sure you have too. Unless they change it on you, we can blame it on them as well.
Let's like, just say that. Let's just say they changed
it. They changed the dates.
It was the 27th, but hey, they changed the dates and said, look, nobody wants to deal with a week's worth of divers.
Right.
We're just doing 3 days.
We don't have enough alcohol.
No.
The 29th through the December 1st, we hope to see you there. We're going to be there and we're going to show up strong. We're going to have strippers. We're going to have free food.
Moffat and Nickel pamphlets.
Pamphlets. Yeah. So that way I can stay billable.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to find my way out there too.
Going to have cigars. What else?
Anything. Everything.
Eight balls.
Oh my.
Ooh.
That's hardcore.
Have some parkour because it rhymes with hardcore.
Yeah. Hardcore and parkour.
God damn it.
But yeah, so we got that coming up. We're going to be out there. We're going to be in force. Guys, make sure you stop by and say hi.
Or fuck you.
Or, yeah, exactly. You can say that too.
Tell us how shitty we are.
Have a little booth set up. We're going to record several episodes there. And we hope to have you on while you're there.
Yes.
Whatever you want to say.
Whatever you want to say.
Anything. Uncensored, unfiltered.
Uncensored, unfiltered.
It's
I won't
so
remember
good. A dive podcast for divers. I love it.
Unless it's racist, then we're going to censor that.
No, nope.
We're not going to do that.
Because divers...
I mean, we're not going to not censor. We're not going to even bring it up.
I like it.
No, that's terrible.
We're not going to censor anybody. This is America.
No. That's not America. What I was doing.
No. Okay. That took a turn for the worst.
Yeah, I did not mean that. No, I meant we're not talking racism at all.
Very strange that the only white guy in here is talking to two Mexicans.
I know. Yeah. Oh, man, what a racist trait this is.
Oh, my God.
No. No, diving is fun. It's a great trade. AJ, how long have you been diving for?
Oh, my. I got my NAWI cert in 96.
That's a great way to open up a commercial diving.
I got my NAWI cert in 96. I got a two-week program at MSD in Minnesota in 05.
The Minnesota school. How was the Minnesota school?
Oh, it's hardcore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where all the engineers go.
Yeah, I know. And this was like a pre-engineering, two-week revamped accelerated course that we did in 05. And then ADCI didn't like it after that. It was too accelerated. 2 weeks is not enough time. So then I went back in 14.
You went to high school twice?
2014, I did another 3 months at Minnesota School of Diving.
Oh my God. So you're the first guest we ever had that has been through dive school twice.
Yes. I did a 2 week and then I did a 3 month.
Wow.
Because 2 weeks is not enough to train a diver.
No, evidently. It's not. Back then it was like, okay, we're going to teach you the physiology and the basic very fast. Stuff?
Right.
So yeah, it was a lot.
That is
so
awesome.
I did 05 and then again in 14 and I did the 3 month in 14 and then, yeah, just been, but I've been diving since 96, 97, just living underwater,
living the dream. Awesome.
Living the dream. Yeah.
You've been with Moffitt and Nickel for a long time.
Long time, 28 years.
God dang it.
Yeah. A long time. And I've left a couple times, but I've always come back.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, this is not a Moffitt and Nickel podcast.
No, I know it's not. We used to dive before there was any ADCI standards. I mean, we used to have our coastal department leads just go say, hey, you guys need to go jump in the water and put this in there and don't die. There's no paperwork.
Okay, so there was no safety plan that said, die.
God, no. No, and it was all scuba at that point. Yeah. And then we moved into umbilical after 05. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, after 14, it was strictly pretty much umbilical.
You know, and that's the whole engineer. Like, every engineering company will tell you the same thing. Like, they were the super cowboys of cowboys can be or whatever, you know. Just doing the scubas and all that stuff. And two-man team, one-man team, going looking at bridges and everything like that, you know. But, it was crazy back then. Then you had the grandfathering in of people that they didn't even have to go to dive school. If they had been diving already, inspecting, they were fine. You know,
yeah.
You get that master scuba cert and you're good to go.
But even if they went to commercial, they still had to have the commercial cert. So, I mean, we had the old school scuba cert that I'd be in Guam at 80 feet deep with a dude, Eric Smith, if you hear me. Baltimore. He's part of our company.
Nice.
Swim shorts and a BSD, just a jacket at 80 feet.
Those were the good old Guam, days.
Putting a sea spider together with an ADCP. And there was just no standards. They're just like, don't die. You're good. You've been diving 200 feet of visibility. I mean, just... Yeah, we didn't have any. There was no ADCI standards at that point. And then we moved into that and had to move towards that as a company. So, yeah.
Sound been really
diving,
bitter.
Diving a long
Sound
time.
Sound very oh, bitter about bitter that. At I'm all.
Just kidding. I love diving. I've been diving forever. I mean, I've been diving
Damn,
for
Damn, safety gets in the way,
years.
Johnny.
They're almost 30 years. It does. Like 27 years. So
I love it.
How long has Moffitt and Nickel been around?
Oh my gosh, for a long time.
Forever?
Plus 75 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beyond their 75 year mark. So
I see some of the trucks on the 405.
It's probably me driving around trying to waste time.
That's Armando going down to San Diego. Yeah. How could I blow some hours? So good.
I'm still getting fired.
But yeah, that's getting
me my fired.
Story. Been around for a long time. Love yeah. the underwater stuff.
No, this is great because it's like you're a lifer with Moffin Nickel with the engineer thing. What did you do when you left? I found that to be interesting. Nick told me about that.
Yeah. I mean, I left to do preschool teaching. So I have a bunch of ECE credits for teaching preschool, but there wasn't enough money in that.
Right.
I got about 50 units.
If you open up your daycare. 50
credits.
Right.
But there just wasn't, I love the little kids because it was just like, oh my God, what? You know, they just flock to it. And I love that. And I love old people. And there just wasn't enough money in there. I left for ultrasound sonography.
That's so good. Yeah.
Ultrasound, you know, on the heart and OBGYN and the whole nine yards, but their schooling wasn't fully accredited at the time. So then I came back and so there's been a whole thing, but they've always let me come back and I've always been in the water with them. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Do you still like getting in the water are there days where you're like, oh, I don't want to get in?
I do like getting in the water.
Yeah.
But it's because if I'm out of the water, I have to deal with people.
I think the best dive of the day is the last dive.
No way.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the last dive.
I need it to be first, and I need to be in the nice, cold, early morning.
Oh, do you like cold water, too? I love the cold water.
I hate hot water.
I hate hot water.
So I guess that's when I don't want to dive, is when it's 200 degrees. I'd rather stand on the deck.
I've always been the cold water guy.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if we're doing OTS, what do they call them? Hoods. Sorry, I've been drinking a little bit. No hood. 7 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in the country. I mean, maybe Puget Sound or New York when it's really in December. But I like the cold, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
3 mil all year long.
Keep your mouth right there.
You do 3
right there.
3 mil.
3 mil all year long.
That's hardcore.
And I got a new 3 mil, but I don't use it. I use the old one that's all holy. So it's probably around 2.5.
With the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 7 mil that's got a bunch of holes in it. So I just flush myself every time I'm in the water.
That's the best. You have control over the flush.
Oh, I just flush it. Under the neck dam. I flush it under the neck dam.
I really flush it under the neck dam.
Always flushing under the neck dam.
Why don't you just take the mic off the stand?
No, I can. Okay. I can talk into
it. It sounds so much better when your mouth is so close to the head there.
That's weird.
Armando. Yeah, it is weird, right?
It is.
But no, it's
not. Really weird that he wants you to hold it at the shaft and speak into the head.
Yeah, can you hold the shaft of the mic into your mouth? That's weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying all that, but it does sound. That sounds a lot better.
That was the subtext. Sounds a lot better. That was the subtext. A lot better.
That's so good.
But
yeah,
I also have a holy suit.
Right,
that's my pressure junkies.
Your suit is.
You've seen the pressure junkies. Your the pajama suit
is annihilated.
Yeah, but it's
still kicking though.
Warm water.
That's pressure junkies.
This guy dove Richmond Chevron Long Wharf in a 5 mil. That's just beat up.
No, that 5 mil was good. I just cut the neck a little bit too low, so it's like a V-neck.
Oh, that's what Ken. Ken has a V-neck.
There's holes all through that suit, and my 7 mil has holes through. But your suit's even worse.
That was a fun job. Yeah.
Now the water is 65.
Water was nice.
It's like
that's heaven
in San Francisco.
Heaven.
Oh my gosh.
The water. I mean, if it's too hot, I can't dive.
Yeah.
Give me the cold water stuff. When we were up in, I did the islands up in the Northeast. And yeah, you got to do hot water suits in the winter. Nantucket. I did Nantucket. And you got to have the hot water suits. But here it's just like,
right?
Really? I mean, it doesn't get that cold.
Mm-mm.
Puget Sound. We did Indian Island, the base up there. We did Indian Island and we did a couple other bases up there, Bremerton and whatnot. And, you know, it gets down in the mid to high 40s But even a 7 mil, I like that exhilaration of the cold. But some cats can't handle it. Some guys jump in and they're like, fuck that, it's too cold. Right. Sorry to say F.
No, I love that.
Yeah, you're fine.
Some guys, they can't handle the temp, but I like it. I like it cold.
Me too, yes.
Because you overwork yourself.
Right.
And I don't know. Some like it hot.
Some like it hot. I don't like it hot.
You got it.
I got it. Okay. I got you. I know the 80s.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
I was referencing the movie.
Oh, you were interested. I was
going way back.
I was talking about the song. Oh.
With a girl.
Oh, who's the girl?
Marilyn.
Oh, yeah.
Monroe.
John Lemon.
Jack Lemon.
There you go.
And who else? Oh, my God. Trivia.
It wasn't Walter Matthau.
No. I know. I want to say Walter Matthau.
But it's not. But you know who it is? Oh, shit.
Is that Grumpy Old Men?
They were in Grumpy Old Men, but they did a lot of movies back in the day.
Okay.
So Some Like It Hot was an amazing movie.
Oh, he had black hair.
Oh, was it Fonda?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So
Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon. And
it was filmed in Coronado, at Coronado.
Yeah.
Hotel Coronado.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Siri.
Ooh.
Who was in Some Like It Hot?
From fandom.com, Some Like It Hot
is an American
romantic comedy film set in 1929, directed and produced by Billy Wilder, starring Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis.
I know. Yeah. I was close with the Fonda, but...
You weren't even... That's not Peter even Fonda. In the same
yeah, but they look kind of the same. What? And they are the contemporaries.
They're not. They don't look anything like
it. Whatever, dude.
Great movie, though.
Great movie. And that was a very long tangent.
Well, hey,
thank you, Siri.
It's all good. Apple.
I love old movies, so that's fantastic.
Man, okay, we've talked about diving movies before in the past.
Do you know that there's like a lot? A lot.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. They're all shitty. But
they're yeah.
Most of them are shitty.
Favorite diving movie?
Abyss. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Abyss.
No, that's like one of the top movies. Oceans of Fire. We have to show that movie. We should try to dig it up and show it. Do like a bottom builders movie night type of thing.
Well, the De Niro. What's his name?
The Men of Honor.
The Men of Honor.
Everybody
is a close second.
Yeah, that's when you meet people on the street and you tell them you're a commercial diver. Men that's of literally honor. What they yeah. think
hey,
of.
Do you like Men of Honor?
So you're in the Navy? Yeah. No.
But Abyss is the legit one.
Yeah.
Because that's
mm-hmm. Fun fact. Phil Knighton.
Right.
Newton.
Yeah.
Those were his ROVs subs. And
yeah.
subs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Yep. And we had another guest, Sam Humphrey, who had told me a story about right after that movie, they had to use the ROV that they used and it still had the paint markings from the Abyss.
There's a picture of it.
Yeah.
On the job. Awesome.
That's hardcore.
Yep, on the job.
Yeah.
It had to get shipped right back to the job after the movie.
It was awesome. Other movie that was down in Mexico where they were in the caves. And it was, gosh, what was it? I can't remember what it's called. But the woman dies and she takes her last breath. And he's trying to a buddy feed her air and she dies. And he comes up in the cavern at the
end. New movie?
And the beach. Oh, what is it?
It's a newish movie?
That's newish. I'm trying to think of the movie.
I think I saw it. It was stupid.
It was kind of stupid, but it was all scuba. It was just their cave diving.
Oh,
it was like a horror movie, right?
What's that one with they're in the bell and it fails and then one of them stays down in the bell.
I love that movie.
It's really bad.
It's super bad.
And that's such a great actor too. I don't remember his name, the older British dude.
What was that?
No, it was what's his face from Saving Private Ryan. What? Was in that. The gunny. Let's see, Prayer Ryan.
I still like that documentary they did.
About Pressure. It was called Pressure.
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 That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
That one documentary.
Yeah. Chris Lemons.
Chris Lemons.
Yeah. Lemons. Yeah. No, yeah. He's a cool dude.
He found his way on top of that fucking platform. I don't know how he did that.
Yeah.
In Pitch Dark. I still don't get how he did that.
Netflix, that's probably the best thing I've ever seen Netflix do. That is the
best diving movie I've ever seen. To find him to get back to the platform, I don't know how he did that. Being Chris, a diver.
Chris, if you're still listening.
AJ's Chris, we love you.
AJ's giving you a shout out.
Yeah. That was amazing, Chris, that you did that.
Just haven't
blind.
Haven't heard from you in so long. Darn.
I know, dude. What's up, Chris?
It's fine.
God, you've I think it's the best portrayal of a diving documentary of all time. Right?
I think it's because we never gave him his t-shirt. We're really bad about merch.
Are shit bags.
We are really bad about merch.
Yeah, I'm not a good merch guy.
No, and you're in charge of it. You're operations manager.
There's so many things that can go wrong underwater.
Yeah.
It's really gnarly.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you underwater?
I had a sea lion hit me in the Port of LA in the main channel. We were by the museum. Hit me in about 9 feet of water. And he thought we were playing. And he hit me in the solar plexus in the chest. And knocked the wind out of me.
Get out of here, really?
Oh, no. Sea lion.
You
could
die from that, you know.
400-pound sea lion.
Son of a bitch.
Right when he gets that.
No, he thought I was playing with him, and he knocked the wind out of me at 9 feet, and I came up. This was years and years ago.
Fucking big chief. And
I go, you know what? I cannot do this bent of piles anymore. This guy knocked the shit out of me. He thought I was playing. Yeah, it was gnarly. Another account. Okay. Was so, East Bay, San Francisco.
The old dirties.
A lot of dives in me. I had a fish. This had to be the biggest fish I ever came into contact with. I think we were in Valero, somewhere up across from Martinez, up in the East Bay there by San Francisco. This fish kept coming by my back calf, the calf as I'm inspecting this thing. And he just kept going by my calf. And I kept feeling him move by me. And I go, oh, that's 8 feet. That's 9 feet. That's 10 feet. The biggest fucking fish I've ever had rub up against me underwater.
It's damn shark,
grouper.
Dude.
It had to be a grouper or a big shark.
I don't know what he was doing. Groupers are over there.
Yeah.
It had to be either the biggest grouper or a shark.
It was probably like a little baby great.
Oh, God, scared the shit out of me. And I'm telling the
9 feet long. Soup. That's not a grouper.
I'm telling AJ. The soup up there. I'm like, there's a huge fish swimming by my legs right now.
And he you're lucky to be alive.
He keeps going and going and going. I'm like, I'm he's counting the castrated. Feet as he passed me. And I'm like, he's got to be 12 feet long. It's got to be a shark.
It could have been a little whale too, because they get lost. It
could have been a mid whale. Yeah. I don't know. Thank you for saying that. I don't know. It was huge.
Yeah.
Hazardous marine life.
It's another whale, the great white.
Well, I've had other stories, but those are the marine life stories.
Well, it's another time.
I've had current stories. Current's gnarly. But
yeah.
This thing swam up my urethra.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in full panic.
We'll be up.
What's some of the worst stuff you've gotten into? Dude, nothing, right? It's Port Long Beach. Long Beach.
Yeah, nothing.
Remember that one pier that we went to?
Oh, I had Port some Long asshole. Beach?
What? Go ahead. I like assholes. I love them.
Put the wrong kind of fuel in our compressor. And
when was this?
But that was so long ago.
Oh, okay.
But, and
you were looking straight at me. I would never do that.
It wasn't you. It was you. But, I'm not a big freak out kind of guy. Even here lately, I've been freaking out for some weird reason. But anyway.
You're getting older.
Yeah.
Losing your edge.
I'm already on at the hat. I mean, on at the bottle off the hat. And so me and my other buddy, Tony, he doesn't work with us anymore, but we start losing air. And we're about 50 feet below. And immediately I just.
You felt the suck.
Yeah. But I just hit, I'm there. I'm fine. But I don't know the panic situation that was happening on top, on deck.
You're on bailout.
Right. And all of a sudden I'm getting yanked as fast as possible to the surface.
God. Oh, that's the worst thing.
And me and Tony was a lot more pissed than I was when we got out. He wanted to fucking fight everybody.
I would have.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, it's fine. You know, calm down. Because I'm, you know, I don't give a shit about anything.
Yeah. I mean, you're not froth in the mouth.
So right. Yeah, I'm fine. Or I thought I was, you know, you never know. But whatever at the time. And I was just like, I was perfectly fine, guys. You guys, I would have climbed wherever I would need to get out. And yeah, that was it.
I get it. I've had current stories. I got pulled up. I think I was at Benicia. They don't let me dive there anymore. Up there in the East Bay.
Stupid East Bay.
Heavy
current. Who wants to dive there anyways?
Heavy current where it goes down. What's it called? It starts with a B. Sorry, I've been drinking. It's at the Vesali. It's where the water comes down into a small, thinner area in a heavy current. But, I was in probably 3.5, 4 plus current.
Oh, it's worst.
See, I never did
that. And I overbreathed the 37. And I was like, oh, I wish I was in a Rex right now. I wish I had the 77.
You were probably just having a heart attack.
No, I probably had a heart attack. No, I overbreathed the 37 and blew my shoulder out. I had exhausted all of the energy in my body getting back to the boat because I overbreathed it and I didn't drop down to the bottom and I had them pull me back to the boat. That was probably the gnarliest thing.
It sounded like a cluster of events that happened all at once. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a cluster.
Yeah.
Long story short, though, you had a accident to where your arm got pulled out of its socket. It
pulled out of its socket, overbreathed the 37.
That's the worst.
Pulled so, back to the boat.
I'd rather and then break.
They blackballed me for years.
That sucks. That's so stupid.
From Valero
Venetia. Screw you, Valero. That's why I don't buy their gas.
Yeah, let's not buy Valero's gas.
So freaking Johnny.
Fuck Valero.
He's gotten his arm taken out of a socket before.
So many times.
It happens.
So many times. The last the one that put it over the edge was...
No, listen to this.
The last time, because they were like, you have to get the surgery. I'm like, nah, I don't got to do the surgery. I don't need the surgery.
Oh, I've had
and it so,
on both shoulders.
I think it was the third time. So we're going on the fourth. And I was next to a coworker of ours named James Coster, I think was right next to me.
Yeah.
And I had my fucking right arm on the locker. We were in our locker rooms.
Yeah.
And I sneezed out. And it dropped me to the fucking floor.
Shoulders are no joke.
Yeah. I would rather have a I had a compound fracture in my left arm. I would take that 10 times
over. It hurts that bad.
Shoulders are no joke.
Fucking stand dislocations. Especially
in the water. And then the wetsuit is covering.
Yeah, wetsuit. God, I can only imagine.
I've had wetsuits cut off of me.
Yeah.
Before. They're not fun.
Can't believe you popped your shoulder out. Sneezing.
Moral story.
That's awesome.
I got some drugs. I
dislocated my shoulder on the shitter before. And it happens when that labrum gets too loose.
Right. Yeah.
No.
The labia.
No, not the labia, but the labrum. But you can call it the labia.
Yeah, that hook is no longer a hook.
It's not the rotator cuff. It's
labrum. Mine was this. Mine was the rotator. Like he said that it couldn't fit inside that little pocket anymore.
Yeah.
So they had to rebuild all of that.
Oh. Yeah. No.
Oh my God.
So good.
What's the worst thing that happened to you, Armando?
Oh my gosh.
You don't dive hard enough to have anything.
No, I
don't.
He takes it really easy. I love it.
Very calculated.
Whatever you do.
Very easy.
Casual.
No, I think the worst thing I've probably done is sent a chipping bit through my side of my hand. That was kind of silly.
There you go.
In front of like safety inspectors.
Wow. The safety guy fucking up in front of safety inspectors.
This was a while back. I sent it right through the side of my palm. I was chipping away at some concrete. I don't know how the hell my hand got under there, but the little stupid bit went right through the side of my palm and I started cursing and whatever, like, oh man. And then the safety guy's up there, and long story short, I had to fake I was injured, but I had to fake the reason why I needed to come up and out of the water because safety people were there. Mm. So I said that my bowels hurt so bad, but I have to come up right now to go take a dump.
That happens.
And that's what I did. Oh, I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't hurt myself. I just have to take a shit really, really bad. It hurts so bad. I ate something bad or whatever. And long story short, I came up early, went straight to the porta potty, bandaged myself up, and it was all good to go.
I would have went on Cobb's and told you, prove it.
Yeah, no, he knew I was hurt, that I hurt myself because there was cameras. Yeah. We had cameras on.
We have guys in our company that would just take their hats off.
Oh my gosh.
And just dump in the water. And then put their hats back on and be good to go.
All right.
Nick Ferrante, if you listen to this podcast,
already.
You did that to me at Pier F in Port Long Beach.
Who did that to you?
Oh.
We're not mentioning names.
Wait, you said, before this whole thing started, no, AJ, you can do and say whatever you want. Name drop the shit out.
Oh, I got name drops. I've been in this field a long
time. That's what you said.
We're never going to have AJ on the show again.
What are you talking about? This is my this is the most fun.
First and last time I'm on here.
This is the most fun I've had. I have to deal with you all the time.
It's
terrible. Am I never going to be on here again?
I'm going to quit this damn show.
Prove it.
All right. Well,
sign it off.
No, no, no. We're going to pause right now for a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be right back after this short break.
Yeah, sounds good.
Make sure you mark the time.
It's fine because the computer is going to die.
Oh, is that why it's dying?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're back.
We're back.
Not for very long.
That's like the latest break we've ever taken an episode. We've only got like 5 minutes left and we took a break.
Why do we have 5 minutes left, Armando?
Because
I want you to tell the people.
I'm really strict with our time right now.
And with our money, apparently, because we don't have a router.
We don't have a Wi-Fi router.
Because you're a cheapskate.
Well, why do you need a router where you can hardwire into the computer, you know?
Yeah.
Evidently, tonight we needed the router.
Because you're using a Dell.
What's wrong with a Dell?
They suck.
We're divers here for divers. I love it.
Well, we only have 5 minutes, so who's got a funny story?
I've got no funny stories. I'm a very bland individual.
AJ.
One of my inaugural dives in 98, 99, I took a nap in Catalina in a kelp forest, and a seal took his nap with me for about 20 minutes.
You snuggled?
We snuggled. It was great. We were in a kelp forest. He came right up to me and I had my arms out to the side and he came up and just nestled into my chest. And we literally laid there for about 20 minutes. I think I fell asleep for about 10 of it. And it was just super mellow. I was super comfortable. I knew I had air and he dug it. So
we also,
that was about the coolest thing that ever came about.
We also took naps. We were one of the last classes at College of Oceaneering. We were supposed to clean up the bottom at the weld pier because, you know, they were going to tear it up. Me, James, a few other guys, once we were done cleaning up, there was like a sunken boat down below. And we would just lay down. James especially would go and take naps down the bottom.
I don't think there's anything better than a nap underwater. But as long as you have buddies down there with you and you know you're safe. And I knew I was safe. I had a buddy with me.
Nobody. I was just on the rack box.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just go.
It's like the better than a waterbed, right?
Oh, I'm guessing so. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a little rowboat kind of deal. So he just wedged himself.
That's awesome.
Now he doesn't get much better than
that. That's hardcore. Right, that's,
they're like, oh, naps underwater.
Oh, I got another good story.
I died with a guy that's God damn it.
Now passed away. This was in the late 90s, RIP. We went out beyond the north point of the Long Beach breakwater and we went down and got scallops.
Nice. I love scallops.
He brought soy sauce and hot sauce down with him. And we proceeded to eat scallops at about 30 feet of water.
Wow.
He brought the hot sauce. That's a world record. The hot sauce, the soy sauce with him. We'd snap the scallop open, clean the scallop, jab the soy sauce into it, jab the hot sauce into it, and eat the scallop in about 30 feet of water. You take the regulator out. This is scuba. Take the regulator out, put the scallop in, chew it, eat it, swallow it, put the regulator back in. And that's like the fucking, sorry.
Nope.
The freshest scallop you can have.
Look at that.
That was cool. Alive and
that was late 90s. I'm sure cats still do that. That's,
I've never.
And I want to do it with this cat with lobster season and scallop season right now.
We need to get some lobsters.
There's no fresher scallop when you eat a scallop underwater.
Man, I've never even heard of that. That's got to be like a Guinness. We got to call the Guinness. That's hardcore
because if you choke and you're messed up because it's you're out of breath.
I still want to do a freaking
you hold your breath
beer
and
chug
you eat your scallop. Yo, oh, let's do that.
Let's we got to hurry up because I just put it out in the air.
Yeah,
so I'm freaking gonna do let's it. Do it.
Oh, man.
Hey. The freaking Dirty Water Boys are going to steal the idea and they're going to do it first.
Who are the Dirty Water Boys?
Dirty Water Dog.
What are we doing? Are we,
oh. Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear your Dell?
Yeah, dying. My Dell said it's dying. So
yeah.
We're going to say our goodbyes right now, just in case.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed
this was
myself.
Fun. I'm hopefully I'm invited back.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure. I
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Just shooting the shit. I love
yeah.
It.
Shooting the shit.
And you guys that want to be on the show, message me on Instagram. Message Johnny on Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want to be. Again, this show's about divers for divers. The format this season, Johnny.
Yeah.
Is going to be good episode, shitty episode. Good episode, shitty episode. AJ, you're on one of the good episodes.
This isn't a shitty episode.
Oh, no. Not at all.
I hope not.
Not at all.
I hope not.
There's somebody out there who thinks all of them are shitty.
No,
there is, but they still listen.
Judge us like that.
Well, we're supposed to have fun. And can I tell you, whoever you are, I had a lot of fun today.
So it's good. So did I.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to come here to California to our studio in Los Alamitos. Yeah. If you visit here, if you have a job here.
Oh,
we're done.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Make sure you like and follow on our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook. Please share this podcast with your friends or anyone interested in commercial diving. The only way that we can make this successful is if we do get a lot of people that are listening. We get more listeners, we get more sponsors, and that means more free stuff for you guys. That's right. We are hooking up all of our diver brothers and sisters in the trade. And if you keep sharing and liking, we're able to do that a lot more. Our Instagram is at Bottom Dwellers DS. Our Facebook is Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. And you can always like and follow me at LB Diver on both. The Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. We also have it streaming on our website at thebottomdwellers.com. So keep listening, keep it safe, keep it salty. This is LB Diver out.